Big issue on Capitol Hill is how to compel the Pentagon to better deal with sexual assault in the uniformed services. The persistence of the problem has produced huge problems for morale.
The real challenge is that men and women who are attacked don't feel that they can tell their commanding officer.
That's Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat of New York, who wants special prosecutors to deal with these crimes out of the traditional chain of command. Within the chain of command, a recent Pentagon report says 62% of sexual assault victims believe they faced some kind of retaliation after coming forward. But Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says an outside accountability for sexual assault cases will be disruptive and not work.
If you don't hold people accountable, then you're not going to fix the problem. You can pass all the laws you want, and that isn't going to work.
The compromise this week in the Senate Armed Services Committee would not require a special prosecutor, but it would trigger an automatic review of cases when a commander overrules a military lawyer's advice to prosecute sex assault cases. It's also believed that the Senate will include a measure to end the practice of military commanders having the power to nullify verdicts in sexual assault cases that do go to court. Attorney Susan Burke joins us now. Burke represents military personnel who've been sexually assaulted. First of all, Susan, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
What do you make of this debate over the chain of command versus outside of the chain of command? It seems a little suspiciously like what the Catholic Church was arguing before that went away very, very quickly on the sexual assault cases in the church.
John, that's correct. We have a lot of resistance from the military to giving the service members a fair and impartial system of justice. Rather, they want to keep it completely controlled within the chain of command, which unfortunately, in many instances, leads to these things being covered up and swept under the rug.
What would a special prosecutor be able to do that the normal chain of command can't?
Well, it's more than a special prosecutor. What Senator Gillibrand and the other eight senators voted for was a fair and impartial judicial system that said, okay, we need to have crimes, serious crimes, not just rape and sexual assault, but all serious crimes adjudicated in a manner that does not let the chain of command intervene in judicial matters. And so it set up, it did not take it into civilian courts, but rather it set up a parallel system that was akin to a civilian system in which you have independent prosecutors making prosecutorial decisions on which crimes should be brought to court and which should not.
Susan, if I'm on base at Fort Hood and I decide to rob a bank down the street, does the local police get to arrest me and local courts get to decide if I'm a robber?
Well, what we have in this nation is dual jurisdiction, where service members, the military often attempts to exercise jurisdiction over service members' crimes, even if they happen outside of military space. And there is dual jurisdiction. So what we've been doing, in light of the fact that Senator Gillibrand's legislation did not prevail, we're beginning to encourage
Susan, are you there?
All service members who've been raped or assaulted to go. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Hear you. Go ahead.
We've been encouraging all service members who are raped or assaulted to go to civilian authorities who also have jurisdiction over these crimes.
So there is potentially civilian jurisdiction if the victim goes outside of the chain of command, but there could be punishment for that. The military is in a position to be punitive over people who take matters into their own hands.
Well, and I'll give you one very high profile example. General Amos, one of his aides was raped. General Amos decided it should not be prosecuted. The investigator who worked on the case was so appalled by that decision that he slipped a file to his civilian counterpart. The civilians were able to get a plea bargain from the rapist, and he did serious time in jail. So, you know, if people need to have the courage to come forward and stop these serial predators, but they're well advised to do it in the civilian courts because the military courts just have proven to be ineffective.
It's expected that Gillibrand's special prosecutor measure will be reintroduced in the Senate before the end of the summer. And Senator McCaskill from Missouri, her amendment on getting the commander nullification provision removed is also likely to come up. Any of those things give you some sort of comfort here?
Well, we'll continue fighting on behalf of the rape survivors, rape and sexual assault survivors, until there's a fair and impartial system of justice. Our view is that the patriots who are willing to put their lives on the line to defend us shouldn't be relegated to a second-class system of justice.
attorney. Susan Burke represents military personnel who've been sexually assaulted. We'd love to know if you have any insights into this matter. Susan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.